Dr. Ray, I have recently become a stepmother, and I am finding it much more difficult than I ever imagined. I have a wonderful husband who treats my three children like his own, and I do not doubt that he feels like their father. Uh-oh, there's that feel word. Watch it, Tara. The problem is me. I like that. You got to understand, I like that. So that right off the bat, I'm positively toned towards this email, because it's not that I want Tara to be a problem, but that she says, it's me. I don't feel like I give my stepson the attention he needs. He is a very loving child and always wants attention. It is just very difficult for me to give him the physical attention that he needs. I just don't know what to do. I am not a touchy-feely person. But here's the interesting line. And the funny thing is, I give my own children so much physical attention. Well, Tara, it's not that you're not a touchy-feely person. It's that you're selectively touchy-feely. I hug and kiss and cuddle them every chance I get. My stepson goes to his mother's every other weekend, and he has been living with his father since he was less than 2 years old. Although I know I should be able to be more affectionate, I don't understand why. I know there are underlying issues. Tara, I'm going to let you get away with using that word issue on this show. That is psychobabble, and the only issues we have here are Field and Stream, Rod and Gun, Modern Racing, Softball Today. But I'm going to let you use it because I'm quoting you. I know there are underlying issues. For instance, I think he is jealous of my girls and is always trying to get them into trouble. But why shouldn't he be jealous? They have a mom and he doesn't. I want to be there for him, but I don't know how to be. I try the best I can. I go to his school functions and I always try to be supportive, but I don't feel I give him the hugs and kisses that he wants so bad. And here is the line. Here is the line. How can I be there for him without being phony if it doesn't feel sincere? Oh, Tara, 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 Tara. I feel like saying, frankly, my dear, I don't give a darn. No, here's the deal. Tara, what a very nice email. Very honest, very heartfelt. Let's take the key line first. Essentially, you're saying, if I don't feel affection, I'm being disingenuous. I'm being a hypocrite. No, you're not. Let's extrapolate this. Our Lord tells us to act certain ways. Does he say, well, you have to feel like acting certain ways? If you don't feel like being charitable, if you don't feel like being kind, if you don't feel like being tolerant, then don't do it because you'll be a hypocrite. No. He says, go against some of your natural inclinations to act in a good way. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to tell you, you're not being a hypocrite or a phony or insincere if you show your stepson a hug, a kiss, a touch, a punch. You know, sometimes boys just like to be punched in the shoulder. They like that. It's kind of affectionate. So no, that's not being phony. It's not being sincere, insincere. Don't sit around and wait until you feel like it, okay? First thing. Second thing. You say, I don't know why. I don't know why I do this so easily with my own daughters. I can't do it with him. Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. Any parent of more than one child will tell you the kids differ in their relatability factor. Meaning, some kids are just easier to relate to. Some kids are just easier to be emotional with. Some kids are easier to share thoughts and ideas with. And I used an objective there so it wasn't psychobabble when I said share. Some kids are just flat out more affectionate toward their parents. Some kids are less annoying. Some kids are less immature. There's a whole range of characteristics and personality attributes that make kids more or less easy to relate to. That's normal. What you don't want to do is let it get out of hand. I think what's happening here, Tara, is you are allowing your natural inclination toward your girls to just feed itself fully, and your natural inclination towards your stepson, which is to kind of avoid him, to feed itself. No, you got to fight that one. I'm not saying you're going to be as ushy-gushy toward him as you are towards your girls, but let's bring it a little closer together. Fake it if you have to. By that I mean, hey, hug him, kiss him goodnight, even though you're making yourself kiss him goodnight. That's okay. He doesn't have to know that. He can't see inside your head where you're thinking, you know, I really don't want to kiss him goodnight, but I guess I'm doing it because I need to do this, because I know he needs it, because I know I need to do this, and this is a good thing to do. He can't see your brain thinking that. All he sees is his mom's kissing him goodnight. That's all he sees. You're saying, how do I feel more this way? Well, part of it, you have a history with your girls, and so therefore from the very beginning you were with your girls, and those feelings developed over time. Secondly, you said I have recently become a stepmother, so I don't know what recently is. I'm going to assume within the last year. Well, look, this little guy, and I don't know how little he is, I'm assuming he's under 10, has his own personality. He has his own way. And that means where with your girls, you got to know them through infancy, through toddlerhood, through preschool, through early elementary, and every step along the way, you guys slowly grew closer and formed an attachment. Well, this young man is already coming in with a personality. You have no history with him, or not much of one. So as a result, for you to relate to him, it's going to take a lot longer. You have to feel confident to know that over time, you will feel warmer toward him. You will feel closer to him. It'll take a few years to naturally occur. But in the meantime, you've got to make yourself show a little more attention or affection. Now, there was a line in here where you said, I don't feel like I give my stepson the attention he needs. He is a very loving child and always wants attention. It sounds like he's a little annoying and intrusive. Well, you can put limits on that. You don't have to stop everything you're doing to give this kid a hug. When you're busy, you're occupied, he needs to learn to respect some of your activities too. But that doesn't mean you don't kiss him goodnight, you don't hug him, you don't let him hold your hand when he's walking someplace with you, even though you don't get quite the same warm, ushy-gushy. That's all right. How does this generalize to you listening? Well, many of you are not stepmothers, but you're mothers. And I know you are, many of you, if not most, have wrestled with some level of this. You know it. I hear it from parents all the time. I don't feel as naturally affectionate towards one kid as I do another. I wonder if I'm playing favorites because it's easier for me to talk to this child than it is to that child. That child frustrates me more than that child, and I'm afraid that the child who frustrates me more knows they frustrate me more, and I feel like I'm on him more than I am the other child. Yes, all of that's true. But what we have to do is to recognize that love is not simply only a feeling. The feeling part of love is a component of it, maybe. But it's the action